Hello and welcome to this week's Innovation Forum briefing. I'm Ian Welsh. We're well into our spring conference season, which continues next week with the Sustainable Apparel and Textiles Forum in Amsterdam, and we'll be previewing that in next week's briefing. In total, Innovation Forum has five conferences over the coming weeks, culminating in the Sustainable Apparel Textiles event in New York City on the 25th and 26th of June. To find out how this event is coming along, I spoke with my colleague, Innovation Forum's Katie Ball. How's it all coming together?
Coming together really well. It's not too far away now. Summer is going to be just around the corner. The agenda is shaping nicely and I'm really excited.
Are there any sessions in particular that you're looking forward to?
One that comes to mind is Rise of Resale. Can resale models work for both climate and the bottom line? For that session, we'll be unpacking resale models. And obviously, resale is a fantastic for ensuring longer life for garments and reducing waste, and theoretically for reducing the need for as many new items and virgin resources. But as brands jump on those resale models, we need to take a look at what the true sustainability impacts are and if resale is achieving all that it has the potential to. So that'll be an exciting session.
It's very much one of the models that can work for circularity in the apparel sector. Anything in particular you want to get out of the session?
Exploring what the true implications of resale can be if it's being used to its potential by brands and if we really have an idea of how to effectively set this model up so that it's working for both sustainability goals and for being a profitable addition to a brand. That's going to be really important to see them scaled.
Okay, so who have we got joining that session?
We have Carrie Doherty from Faherty Brands. She's the co-founder and chief impact officer. She'll have a really keen understanding of how the model is working from the brand perspective, from the business perspective, and if it's really achieving those brand goals on the bottom line. We also have Emily Gittens. She's the co-founder and CEO at Archive. They're a resale software. She brings a perspective on data implications, purchasing trends on resale platforms, and what brands should be prepared for when operating a resale model. So the two of them together, it will have a very balanced perspective and what brands can really expect if they want to enter a resale model, and also how to effectively set one up so that it's working for stakeholders as well.
Any others that you're looking forward to in particular?
We also have a session, Avoid a Reputation for Greenwashing. So that's on how supply chain data can protect corporate reputation and drive stakeholder buy-in. That one's going to discuss everything in this age boils down to data, how to get more of it, if it's accurate, how to use it effectively. And stakeholders expect brands to have that data. So it has the power to make or break a corporate reputation, especially for those bigger brands.
Who is joining that session?
We have Logan Duren. He's the Vice President of ESG and Sustainability at Tapestry. Tapestry is the holding company for Coach, Kate Spade, and Stuart Weitzman. And we also have Elizabeth Keegan. She's Head of Textile Services for Peterson.
What perspectives can they bring to the conversation?
Logan, of course, brings that very big brand overarching understanding of what it takes to acquire supply chain data, how difficult that is for brands, particularly ensuring that data is accurate across the full supply chain. That's a really complex responsibility to have. So he'll have a very keen understanding of the challenges and how important it is to collect that data, how brands can better ensure that they are collecting that data and using it most effectively to ensure that they're satisfying stakeholders. Elizabeth Keegan from Peterson. So Peterson's a consultancy specializing in technology and data. She also has a very keen understanding of the complexities of supply chain data. With the two of them together, it'll show from both the brand and from the technology data collection sides, how businesses that are looking to scale that data, how to set up those processes and how to ensure that they're using that data most effectively moving forward, especially as we come into an era of more legislative crackdown and ensuring that consumers are receiving full transparency when making purchasing decisions.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be ever more important. So it's a good time to secure your presence at the event, as there's a deadline coming up, isn't there, Katie?
There is. Through Friday, April 19th, we are still offering $300 off passes. So now is a great time to get involved. Those are available on our website now. We also have sponsorship positions still available, but they are quickly running out. So if you do want to join from a sponsorship perspective, please do get in touch as soon as possible with either me or my colleague, Gabriella Cuisson.
Thanks so much, Katie. It's going to be a great event.
Thanks so much, Ian.
Coming up on the 30th of April, we have the Next in Innovation Forum's webinar series, this time partnering with Climate Advisors and the Orbitas Initiative. We're going to be discussing some new bits of research from Orbitas Initiative into Brazil's cattle sector and soy sector. Joining me to discuss this is Niamh McCarthy from Climate Advisors. Welcome, Niamh.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what are you hoping to get from the webinar?
So I'm really excited to discuss our findings from our recent soy and cattle reports on our upcoming webinar on April 30th with Innovation Forum. We'll be covering both what we found in our reports and incorporating perspectives from stakeholders across Brazil's soy sector and cattle sector, along with a variety of investors, to discuss how climate transitions can impact the future profitability across these sectors.
And just what are climate transitions?
Climate transitions are the government, private sector, and civil society responses to climate change. So you can think of it as what actions are needed to mitigate the worst impacts of climate change today.
Well, look forward very much to hearing all about your research in the upcoming webinar and workshop, 30th of April at 2 p.m. UK time.
Thank you so much.
Full details on the upcoming Innovation Forum webinars, all free to join as ever, are on our website. In addition, you can find all the information you need about the upcoming conferences through to the end of June and how to join us. But that's it for now. We'll be back on Thursday with this week's podcast, which will feature Cascali's Kayleigh Rossage on some of the conversations likely to come up at the Sustainable Apparel and Textiles Conference next week. However, for now, I've been Ian Welsh, and goodbye.